Welcome to the MIA All Day podcast. This is your host, Carlos Ledo. This is a podcast that's been in the making for the last 2-3 weeks. Tried to record it the other day, got 15 minutes in and realized that my data had gotten jumbled and it was wrong. But hey, we keep pushing on. Here I am, finally coming back after the hiatus prior to Thanksgiving. I rode that trip to Fan Dragon for 3 to 4 days straight, and I have no regrets. It was fun. It was enjoyable. A lot of snoozing in between all of them turkey sandwiches. But I digress. We are here to talk quarterbacks. And if you guys heard the last Wide Right episode with me and Manny, we talked a little bit about the numbers that I broke down for the available quarterbacks in the transfer portal. And I know lots of you are in the either Cam Ward or Will Howard camp. And just to answer your questions before anybody throws it at me, I didn't include Will Rogers because I believe he's committed somewhere else already. So I didn't throw those numbers in there. I don't want to tease ourselves because he's not available. And really, the Hurricanes have zeroed in on two guys, but I wanted to include some additional dudes for numbers purposes. So I give the big breakdown on Wide Right. I'll get into that same breakdown I did here, but I will also add one additional set of categories that I think are important. And we'll probably start there just to give you guys something fresh, and then you can hang on, those of you who didn't listen to Wide Right, for the other numbers. So let us begin with that additional category. So what I've done here is I've taken in this category specifically five guys, and the other one is six. I eliminated one because the one guy eliminated finished last in all the overall in the last competition, if you would, on Wide Right. So much like the English Premier League, he's been relegated. He's out of here. And that guy is KJ Jefferson. So not going to include KJ Jefferson in this one. The guys we are including in this one, which is basically we're measuring all these numbers now against pressure and blitzes. So this is really against the blitz. So these five guys have been judged against the blitz, and these are their numbers. That's Cam Ward, DJ Ungulale, said it right this time, Jordan McLeod, Tyler Van Dyke, and Will Howard. So what are we measuring? We're looking at completion percentage against the blitz, yards per attempt, touchdowns, interceptions, overall yards, big time throw percentage. And that what big time throw is, it's basically a measurement of when a guy threads the needle, when he throws somebody open, when he throws a ball that evades coverage and gets into a tight window. So that's a big time throw. So the percentage of throws that they had against the blitz that were big time. Turnover worthy play percentage, meaning the amount of plays that were worthy of a turnover, meaning a fumble, an interception, something that could have gone sideways for the offense. Their NFL passer rating against the blitz and their PFF grade as a passer versus the blitz. Okay. So in the first category of completion percentage, the guy that won first place in that one, Jordan McLeod from James Madison, finished in first place. He has a 77.6% completion percentage versus the blitz. The second place guy is Cam Ward, 71.4%. The next guy in line is Will Howard at 71.3%. Surprisingly, Tyler Van Dyke a little low there at 69.9%, but that's, as we know, a good number. And still pretty solid. And then rounding out the pack is DJ Uggs at 64.5%. Yards per attempt, again, Jordan McLeod, number one, with 9.9 yards per attempt versus a blitz. That is an impressive number. Second place goes again, Cam Ward, 7.9. Will Howard tied with him at 7.9. Tyler Van Dyke, excusez-moi, this number is incorrect. So again, you see how these numbers get jumbled here? And sometimes they are incorrecto. Well, Jordan McLeod is still in first place. It would be Tyler Van Dyke in second at 8.7 yards per attempt. Will Howard and Cam Ward are at 7.9%. And again, DJ Uggs rounding out the pack at zero. So Tyler Van Dyke finishing with the most yards per attempt or second most yards per attempt against the blitz. Jordan McLeod in first with that one. Here's an interesting one. Touchdowns versus the blitz. Number one again, Jordan McLeod, 17 touchdowns versus the blitz. Number two is Will Howard with 13 touchdowns versus the blitz. Tyler Van Dyke, 10 touchdowns versus the blitz. Cam Ward also with 10 touchdowns against the blitz. And DJ Uggs, again, dead last with 9. What's interesting here is, it, you know, Tyler Van Dyke is great against the blitz. We all know that, against pressure, against man-to-man coverage. We knew, as Hurricanes fans, we know that he faced less and less pressure and blitzes as the year went on because teams decided to play him zone. So, you know, those numbers, if extrapolated, if he had faced more attempts from of the blitz as the season progressed, I think would have been higher. But, man, that 17-touchdown number for Jordan McLeod, 17 touchdowns to four. We're going to get to the interceptions now, to only four interceptions. Really impressive. So who threw the least amount of interceptions against the blitz? Well, we've got a tie between Cam Ward and Will Howard, two interceptions each. DJ Uggs has three. Tyler Van Dyke has three. Yes, only three interceptions versus the blitz. And Jordan McLeod had the most, four interceptions. But again, that's a 17-4 touchdown to interception ratio there. That's impressive. Yards versus the blitz. So most yards versus the blitz, Jordan McLeod again, 1291. Second was Will Howard at 1065. DJ Uggs this time coming up big, 1052. Cam Ward at 995 and TBD dead last in 939. But again, that has to do with the reduction of blitzes that he faced. Big time throw percentage. First place goes to DJ Uggs at 9.1. Second place in this category tied again. This time, Cam Ward and Tyler Van Dyke at 6.3 each. Will Howard has a 5.8% big-time throw percentage against the blitz. And Jordan McLeod, dead last. Great numbers all around, but the big-time throw percentage is down at 4.4%. Turnover-worthy plays. Number one in this category is Will Howard, 3.4%. Second place would be Cam Ward, 2.7%. DJ Uggs, 2.6%. Tyler Van Dyke 1.7, and really the guy with the highest percentage, forgive me, was Jordan McLeod with 4% of turnover worthy plays. Now these are plays, again, when facing the blitz, that could either have led to an interception, a fumble that didn't turn it over. They were plays that could have been a turnover but weren't, but should have been. So that's that category. The NFL passer rating versus the blitz. Jordan McLeod, first place, 127.9. Second place is Tyler Van Dyke at 109.3. Second place goes to Will Howard at 112.9. Third place is Tyler Van Dyke, 109.3. Cam Ward at 103.8. And dead last, your boy DJ Uggs, 91.3. The overall passer grade versus the blitz, best one in this category, Tyler Van Dyke, 83.6. So the overall best passer versus the blitz amongst these quarterbacks, according to PFF, is Tyler Van Dyke. Jordan McLeod is second at 77.4. You've got Will Howard next at 76.2. You've got DJ Uggs next at 69.8. And right behind him is Cam Ward finishing last. So what I did here is I awarded 4 points for the person who finished first in each category. 3 points for second, 2 points for third, 1 point for fourth, and 0 points for fifth. So there you go. And then I tallied all the points and saw whoever ended up with the most points was the winner, essentially. So versus the blitz, the guy with the most points, and I think, you know, you kind of saw the trend based on where it was going, the guy with the most points in this category, and as far as the interceptions are concerned and turnover-worthy plays, obviously the guys with the lowest number were the ones that we gave the most points to. So you guys don't come at me and say, well, you screwed it up. No, I did. I categorized it perfectly. Jordan McLeod, number one, with 23 overall points. Second place, Tyler Van Dyke, with 22 overall points. Third place, Will Howard. That was interesting. Will Howard didn't do well in the other categories that we're going to talk about now, which I'll just briefly go over. So he has 20 points overall. Next was Cam Ward, finishing fourth with 18 points overall. And fifth place was DJ Uggs, finishing with a 12 total points. So the other categories, they're a lot more in-depth, and it encompasses everything. So what I looked at was overall passer rating, adjusted completion percentage, which is basically completion percentage based on the accuracy of the throw. So if a drop happens, it doesn't count as against the percentage, right? If it's an accurate throw where it hits the receiver's hands, it counts as a completion, essentially, for the purposes of adjusted completion percentage. Again, big time throw percentage, turnover worthy play percentage, average depth of target. I like this because it shows where this guy's throwing the football. Average depth of target means where the ball leaves his hands or where it touches the receiver's hands, how far down the field So, you know, if it's 5 yards, it'll be a 5.0, 10 yards, 10.0, et cetera. You want to see where this guy's throwing the ball. If it's like a 3 or 2, it means this guy's throwing a lot behind the line of scrimmage. Drop back percentage. So the amount of dropbacks, percentage of throws that were dropbacks, I overlooked that, but whatever. Batted throws, the amount of balls that were batted throughout the year. Pressure to sack ratio is interesting. That's one where it's the amount of pressures that led to a sack. So every time there was a pressure, what percentage of those pressures ended up being a sack for this quarterback? Time to throw. So the average amount of time this guy took to throw the football, get it out of his hands. NFL QBR overall, overall touchdowns, overall interceptions, and their run grade, just to throw in there, right? So I'm not going to give you all the numbers. I'll give you the winners in each category. So the overall passer rating or passer grade in terms of PFF's numbers was Tyler Van Dyke. He had an 84.7 passer grade. So I know some of you are throwing up in your mouths, and that's okay. But and when Tyler Van Dyke was good, he was good. And a lot of that happened early in the season. So that's why that was there. First place in the adjusted completion percentage category went to Cam Ward at 78.7%. And again, what I'll do now is I'll give you Cam Ward versus Will Howard, just give you guys what you want. Will Howard, in terms of his PFF passer grade, was a 70.5. He actually finished second to last. Only KJ Jefferson finished with a worse one, which was 70.4, just barely beneath Will Howard. Cam Ward had a 79.1 PFF passer grade. Again, first place, Tyler Van Dyke, 84.7. Jordan McLeod, 82.1. I'm just throwing it out there. McLeod, to me, if you haven't heard of White Wright, to me, he's a sleeper. Whoever picks up Jordan McLeod is going to be very happy, I think, with his performance this year. You know, Cam Ward adjusted completion percentage, 78.7. Will Howard, only 69.7, meaning his throws weren't all that accurate. He was under 60%, like 58%, I think, for the year overall, which is not great. You want a quarterback to be in that 65 plus range. TBD was at 75.2. Big time throw percentage. First place in that one went to Tyler Van Dyke. 6.9% of all throws were big time throws for this guy. Cam Ward, 4.6%. And Will Howard just under him at 4.5%. Turnover-worthy plays. So the guy with the lowest amount of turnover-worthy plays in this category was DJ Uggs at 2.6%. Cam Ward, 3.4%. Will Howard, 3.5%. So they're pretty even in the turnover-worthy play category. Here's where it gets interesting. Average depth of target. First place went to DJ Uggs at 11.7. Will Howard's average depth of throw was 9.2 yards versus Cam Ward's 7.7%. I mean, 7.7 yards. A little deeper targets for Will Howard. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that he was in a play action heavy offense in terms of the pass game, whereas Cam Ward was more of a straight drop back guy, you know, because of the run shoot. Batted throws. The guy with the most batted throws on this list was Cam Ward. Second was Will Howard. So they both had a lot of balls batted down throughout the year. The guy that had the least amount of balls batted down was DJ Uiagalelei. And Jordan McLeod tied for first. Both guys only had 4 balls batted down all year. Pressure to sack ratio. Who had the lowest pressure to sack ratio? DJ Uiagalelei, 8.8%. Cam Ward, 25.1% of his pressures ended up in sacks. Will Howard, only 12% of those pressures ended up in sacks. Now that I'm teasing him all over the place, Jordan McLeod, only 11.8% of those pressures ended up in sacks. Who got the ball out the fastest? Well, no surprise here. Tyler Van Dyke, 2.64 seconds. Second in that category was Will Howard at 2.76 seconds to remove the ball from his hands. Tied for the next was Cam Ward and DJ Uiagalelei. Jordan McLeod, also same. All these guys at 2.79 seconds to get rid of the football, all getting it out pretty quickly, but Tyler Van Dyke, impressive. Impressive in this category. Getting it out there in 2.64 seconds. All right, NFL QBR. The guy with the highest NFL QBR in this category was Jordan McLeod with 114.0. That was his QBR. Second was Cam Ward at 100.7. Will Howard was a 93.2. And for reference, TBD was a 94.4. DJ Uiagalelei, 97.4. Just want to throw one in there. All right, so who threw the most touchdowns out of this group? Cam Ward was first. Will Howard was second. Actually, I'm sorry. Jordan McLeod was first with 32 touchdowns. Cam Ward second with 25. Will Howard third with 24. We know TVD only had 19 touchdown passes this year. Most interceptions in this category, we know that went to Tyler Van Dyke. Second most went to Will Howard with 10. So double digits interceptions for Will Howard. 24 touchdowns, 10 INTs. Next, the lowest category goes to Cam Ward with 7. For reference, Jordan McLeod only threw 9 interceptions as well, but 32 touchdowns. That's a big time ratio right there. So who had the highest run grade in terms of PFF's numbers? Highest run grade goes to DJ Uggs, 80.6. Second was Will Howard, 78.4. Cam Ward has a 69.7 run grade. Jordan McLeod, 69.5. And what we call La Vaca Frita, slow-mo Tyler Van Dyke, hobbling around like Dan Marino in 1994 with a busted Achilles at a 50.2. So overall, in terms of those totals, again, same rubric, same style, the first place winner in terms of overall numbers, this does not look right. What does this look right? Okay. Well, according to this, DJ Ungulale was in first place. Second place was Jordan McLeod. Third place was Cam Ward. Fourth place was Tyler Van Dyke. Will Howard was in fifth. And KJ Jefferson was in sixth. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive there. It's surprising to me that DJ Ungulale finished in first place. I could have sworn he finished lower than that, but that's fine. I mean, I knew Cam Ward wasn't in first, and I knew Will Howard was towards the bottom. But there you have it. Now, if I add up the numbers here between the two categories, okay, Cam Ward's score in the first set of categories was a 37. So if I add that up with his 18, sorry, I'm doing some math here. I know it's 55. I'm trying to do it on Excel. Do 55. Will Howard, 26 points overall, plus his original 20. That means he has a 46. Tyler Van Dyke, 33 overall, plus 22 is 55. And Jordan McLeod with 41 points overall here and 23 there. That's 64. So overall, between Jordan McLeod, TVD, Will Howard, and Cam Ward, the guy with the most points between the two categories, Jordan McLeod, is 64. Second place, tie between Cam Ward and Tyler Van Dyke, and Will Howard finishes last. You know what? Let's do DJ Uggs also, because he won first place there. Don't want to diss him. 47 plus 12 is 59. So if we re-look at those numbers, it's first, Jordan McLeod with 64. Second, DJ Uggs with 59. And a tie for third between Cam Ward, Tyler Van Dyke, and then last place would go to Will Howard in fifth. So that's the breakdown there. I know you're looking at tape, looking at guys on film is different than the numbers. But I think the numbers, especially looking in this way, breaking down the way I did, gives you a better idea of what a guy's good at, what he's not good at. To me, Will Howard excels in the play action game. He excels in the run game, and he's got to be in a system to me that sort of plays to those strengths. I think, obviously a power run game is good for him. It's what he's coming from in Kansas State. Maybe that would transition well here. I don't know that his passing numbers are what the Hurricanes need. I think for the Hurricanes, of the two between Cam Ward and Will Howard, I think Cam Ward is a better fit to me. If you can get Jordan McLeod here, to me, that guy would be a sleeper monster hit here. I know he's a little undersized, but I think he could be an impact like De'Ari King was. I think he's a better passer than De'Ari King. I think he's probably the best passer of these guys. Definitely, to me, he's a better passer than Cam Ward and Will Howard. Looking at the numbers, looking at the tape, looking at the throws. But who knows, man? Yeah. Would I be disappointed if Will Howard comes? A little bit. I don't think he's the right fit necessarily. I'd be happy with Cam Ward. I'd rather DJ Ungulale over Will Howard. I think he's a better fit. I was not a big fan of DJ Ungulale. I'm not a big fan of his time at Clemson, but I think overall he would be a better fit than the Will Howard in the system. Like, I think he's a better passer than he is. And I think, you know, Cam Ward and Jordan McLeod can both push the ball down the field better than either of those guys. That's just my opinion. Will Howard, obviously a big dude, a winner. A lot of people give him credit for, you know, giving TCU all they can handle in the Big 12 title game 2 years ago, or last year in 22. TCU, team that made the playoff, you know, Kansas State still finished 7-5 this season. Yeah, he had a great game. It is what it is. But he willed himself with his legs and not necessarily his arm. And I think down here in Miami, with the weapons you have on the outside, you need a guy to be able to throw first, run second. Yes, a run threat would be fantastic, but I don't think that's the primary concern. The primary concern is, can this guy throw the ball? And secondarily, can he pick up some first downs with his legs and be a threat in a zone read game? That's great also. But to me, being able to throw the ball is primary. All right, there you have it. There's the podcast I've been trying to record for the last 2.5-3 weeks. Wanted to keep it short because, again, I've gone over these numbers with Manny. I went over them for 15 minutes on a podcast that I did not air, and I'm pretty much done with them. I don't want to see them again. I'm done with spreadsheets for a while. So there you go. Hope you guys enjoy your weekend. Go Canes.